and it's Isaiah 53 from verses 4 to 6. And first, let's pray that the Holy Spirit would illuminate his word to our hearts. Almighty and everlasting God, you who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, will you grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, if you had been there, what would you have seen? What would you have seen if you had been there watching the cross happen? Would you have seen maybe an execution of an innocent man? Would you have seen the inglorious end of a failed revolutionary? Would you have seen just another monumental injustice? Well, according to Isaiah, we would have seen a rejected man. We would have seen an accepted people. We would have seen a people that was okay with God, handing over an evil man to God's judgment. That is what we would have perceived if we had been there, according to Isaiah. But the reality was the exact opposite. A good man becoming evil, being handed over to God's judgment. Because the people there watching was not okay with God. But at the cross, they were becoming acceptable to God. Do you see in verse 4? We would have thought, if we had been there, that he was rejected by God. Surely, verse 4 tells us, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet, what did we think? We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Do you see? We esteemed him stricken by God. We reckoned him smitten by the Lord. We considered him afflicted by the Almighty. We would have watched and thought that he was a total loser. We would have stood there and thought that God was on our side and agreed with us that this Jesus deserves punishment. We would have been there thinking that Jesus was an offense to a holy God. And so we handed him over to God to be judged. And God did judge him. And we saw it. And we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But do you see, that's not quite what was happening. Verse 4 tells us, why was he stricken? Why was he smitten? Why was he afflicted on the cross? Well, surely, surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. At the cross, he took what should have been ours. At the cross, he stood there hanging in our place. At the cross, he clothed himself from crown wounded head to pierced feet in our griefs. At the cross, he immersed himself completely in our sorrows. But why? Where did these griefs and sorrows come from? Why did Jesus take them? Why did he have to go to the cross? Well, you see it there in verse 5, that God was punishing him in our place. It turns out, Isaiah tells us, that God was punishing him in our place. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. God was punishing Jesus instead of punishing us. What would we have seen if we had been there on that day? We would have seen a people that was okay with God handing over an evil man to God's judgment. But the reality was the opposite. A good man taking our evil upon himself, being handed over to God's judgment, so that a people that was not okay with God would become acceptable to God even as they watched. What did he take upon himself? Our transgressions. He was pierced for them. We should have been pierced, nailed for them, but he was pierced for them. What did he clothe himself with? Our iniquities. Those things for which God should have crushed us in his holy, righteous judgment. He was crushed instead of me, instead of you, instead of us. We watching, were we already at peace with God? No. We deserved God's chastisement. But Jesus was chastised in our place. Do you see it there in verse 5? Upon him, upon Jesus, was the chastisement that brought us peace. We deserved to be wounded. Our iniquities meant that God should have wounded us. And do you notice that we were healed without even being wounded? He took the wounds and gave us the healing. With his wounds, we are healed. We deserved God's punishment, but Jesus was punished instead of us. He stood where we rightfully should have stood. And instead of us, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Well, why? Why was that needed? Why something so drastic? Why something so one-sided? Well, it's because we needed to be rejected by God. Not a little bit, but completely. It was needed because we had rejected God. Not a little bit, but completely. We should have been rejected by a faithful God because we had faithlessly rejected our faithful God. Do you see it there, how Isaiah puts it? In verse 6, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. God, our Maker, deserved our allegiance. God, our Redeemer, who had brought us out of Egypt, deserved our grateful obedience. God, the Holy Lawgiver, who had given us special access to his holy will, deserved our submission to his law. But what did we do? We went astray. How many of us? All of us. Everyone has turned to his own way. We turned away from God. Every one of us. And we turned to our own way. It might not sound very serious, but it was. God is the only one who has ever been entitled to decide what is right, to say what is wrong. God has always been the only one capable of accurately telling us what is virtuous, what is shameful. God is the only one who is reliable in showing us the good life and pointing us away from the ruined life. But we turned from right to wrong. We chose what is shameful over what is virtuous. We tasted the good life and preferred the wicked life. We decided that we knew better, and like sheep scattered across a hilltop, we rejected the only holy, good, reliable, capable, righteous lawgiver. And the only way to be accepted back after we rejected him well, was for us to be punished, which is why Jesus was punished instead of us. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What would we have seen at the cross? At the cross, we do not see lost sheep coming to their senses. At the cross, we do not see us returning to God. At the cross, we see God having pity on us, his rebellious people. At the cross, we see God taking the initiative, reaching down to us. At the cross, we see that we had no interest in being rescued by God. We thought we were okay with him. At the cross, we see God rescuing us, who didn't even want to be rescued. At the cross, we see our Lord Jesus Christ taking all our sin upon himself. At the cross, we see our Saviour Jesus standing in the place of God's punishment, the punishment that was rightfully ours, landing fully on Jesus Christ. At the cross, we see the acceptance that was rightfully Jesus's, and we see God's acceptance landing fully and squarely not on Jesus, but on us, his ransomed people. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.